Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom, senvet salam.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Here we're completing the third book of Torah, and every time we complete the book of Torah, according to the tribe, we say, Chazak, Chazak, be strong, be strong. We need hazek, and may God and I encourage or strengthen. So it can be brought out in English as make we be strengthened, and may we be strengthened, and may we strengthen one another. The sense there, and here is to encourage one another. So hazak, we need to hazek. We say when we complete a book of Torah, so here, completing the third book of Torah, known as Leviticus in the English, Hebraically, from the Hebrew perspective, Vayikra. Modern Yehudi, other Jews might say Vayikra. But from the Afro-Semitic, Afro-Asiatic pointing, Wa and Yikra, and he called. Because, you don't know, right?
Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Oh, so here, the calling. So here we have the third book, the handbook of the priesthood, the handbook of the Levites, and also the handbook concerning the things concerning the sanctuary. But also we have Torah, direct instructions concerning the 9 plus areas of people activity. Check out some of the writings and the research of Dr. Nellie Fuller Jr. also. Francis Cress Welsing, right? Dr. Francis Cress Welsing. Check out their works right there. But speaking about the 9 areas of people activity, we get direction, instruction, not just so-called the rites and rituals or, so-called religion, quote, strong quote, but according to the living faith, right? And how the living faith is the core of the matter, like what connects our life and liberty, the breath. Even the breath of life. So here, that breath, right, we bless Jehovah, right, and also bless ones and ones and ones and ones, Hashem Yeshua. So here on the end and the irid, here we have the 33rd degree of our sabbatical study, fulfilling the third book of Moses, third book of HaTorah, a Hebrew book known as Leviticus. So we're going to look at this Torah right here as a double portion. It's a single portion here, but the connection of the themes from the previous Chavarim from Behar in Mount Sinai, Behar Sinai, on Mount Sinai, and here, Bechukotai, in my statutes. So question, what is a statute? What does Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim mean, Chavarim, when he says, if we would walk, if we would try, Bechukotai. What is Chukotai? What is a hawk? What does hawk mean? All right, and get into the meaning of the word statute, right? Statute. So here, on the ear and in the eye, we also have the prophet's reading here. Prophet's reading, Jeremiah. We got Jeremiah in the prophets, Jeremiah chapter 16. Focus verse 19 to Jeremiah, Jeremiah, Ermias, chapter 17, verse 14. So from Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19 to chapter 17, verse 14, and in the Brit Hadasha, in the new covenant, the renewed covenant reading and feeding, we have Matthew's gospel, chapter 21, focus verses 33 to verse 46, getting some more of the details right here, reason for the season as we fulfill this third book, Vayikra, and he called.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye...
Shabbat shalom, send
it
shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Said on Saturdays.
the Sabbath. Meskel abbara bekokboch samayin asgeta kohulum tsahayin asaye meskel abbara bekokboch samayin asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
All rise and shine, yes, I. Here, 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 rise with the chant.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. A bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. Out.
heart and the meditation of thy heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Aya Ingi. Majesty and Bride of Celestia, Empress Benin. I.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Shadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast, oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Yes, I, hata, hata.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. They have no water, fire, fire, fire,
fire. So we're completing a book of Torah, of John's direction instruction. This is Majesty Guatemala Nagusa Nagasas, I and I and we. For my part, for Guatemala House Selassie's part, he says, he glories in the Bible. So here, I and I of a new name, precious name, make we study to shew ourselves approved. So here, completing the handbook of the sanctuary, the handbook of the priesthood, the handbook of the Levites, we have Leviticus chapter 26, from verse 3 to Leviticus chapter Leviticus chapter 26, from verse 3 to Leviticus chapter 27, verse 34. So here we complete 33rd Torah reading and feeding. Usually, as we mentioned before, usually it's a double portion, right? A double portion, as even the themes, you know, are contiguous, consist previous from Behar at the 32nd and here at the fulfillment at the 33rd degree of our sabbatical studies with B'chukotai. B'chukotai. I'd like to share this previous double portion reasonment, because here as we're sealing up this 33rd degree, it's good to kind of reflect right on the previous and see the continuity, the itinuity, you know, between the themes and what is brought forward here. So we have the theme here, portion commentary for B'chukotai, as for even the previous Behar, was study to learn. It's study to learn, learn to do. Principle, study to learn, learn to do. So we are studying, right, reading and feeding here, reasoning, studying to learn, and also learning to do. So the thought for the Shavua right here at the fulfillment of Leviticus here in the season is in the Torah, in John's direction instruction, five books of Moshe more specifically, the distinctions between the physical and the non-physical, or some would say the physical, five cycle, and the spiritual. We like to bring it out as the physical and even the metaphysical are not so clear. So in some areas and places, as we're studying HaTorah, the glory of His Divine Majesty, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, root of David, in the Torah, John's direction, instruction, the distinctions between the physical and the spiritual, the five cycle, the metaphysical, are not so clear. The whole physical five cycle world is spiritual. Did you know? Why? Because Elohim created it so. The physical five cycle world was created out of or from out of the spiritual. So the physical world actually was created out of and from the metaphysical. And the spiritual, that is to say the metaphysical, is inherently present in all physical five cycle form, all physical forms and action, force and form. Take note, force and form, basic definition of some of the basic principles of what elsewhere is called physics, right? Force and form. But also the Hashem, right, of the Messianic King, right? Even the King of Kings. You say Haile Selassie. Haile is force, right? Hail, Hail, even in the Hebrew, Hail, force in the royal heart. Hail, Hail, force. And then we have force, right, and form, right, or form, right, and action, Selassie, this three-dimensional world reality. Therefore, in HaTorah, in the direction instructions, in the Torah thought, it's a false dichotomy, to try to separate the physical, the physical, the physical from the metaphysical. Because look at it, the metaphysical, at the root right there of the metaphysical is the physical. So to try to separate the physical from the spiritual is a false dichotomy when we approach it from HaTorah thought. So I'd like to share this right here, as we come to this fulfillment. And also just to announce, we're at the fifth. We have counted the fifth of the seven Sabbaths complete from Bikurim, from first fruits, corresponding to the first of the three times in the year where all the males of Yisrael,
right, are to appear in that place, right, where Jah has set his name. So in the Brit Chadasha sense, New Covenant sense, in spirit and in truth. So if you're in the spirit and in truth, then you are there, right? Bashem, Yeshua, HaMashiach. So here, like to share this right here, Leviticus 26:3, it says, here's the key word here for this B'chukotai. If you walk B'chukotai, if you trod B'chukotai, if you trod, if you walk in my statutes. What is a statute? Got to define these terms right here. Because how are we going to trod in that which we don't know? So he says, if we walk, right, in his statutes, if you walk in my statutes and keep and shomer and hedge about and guard and observe mitzvotai, my commandments, my imperatives, so as to carry them out, or in the KJV translation, so as to do, right? So as to do them. So let's ride up right here with this audible here for the double portion, but especially for this B'chukotai, a summary right here, here, study to learn and learn, yes, I, and learn to do.
Babylon. I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masagang, ramau, yurasvatar, madani, alam, tina isteling, the ghost, and the ghast, sai, tiubya, tiubya, tiubya.
We have a double portion. RSS number 32 and 33, known as Behar and Behukotai, on the mount, on the mountain, and in my statutes, Bamarinya, Besina, Terara, and Besurate, Besurate, Besina, Besina, the phrase is Besina Terara, so it will be Betarara, but Sina is where, as in the Hebrew, Behar Sinai. So in the Hebrew we have Behar Sinai, Bamarin in the midst of Kedus, we have Besina with the preposition and the noun and Terara. Terara. In the Hebrew, it's interesting, we have Harar. Harar. We have Harar and we have Terara. It's so interesting how those two reflect from the Hebrew Harar, the fuller root word, Harar. And then Bamarin, we have Terara. Terara for the mountain. Behar, contracted and short. And in the longer sense, Harar. And look that up when you go into the Hebrew words behind the Masorah, when you get to the Masorah, the Hebrew words, some of the study software, like the Word, as well as Blue Letter Bible, and East Word, and there's a lot of apps for that right here. But this double portion right here, we're concluding the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, and he called the book, or the Sefer, the cipher, we can say, but the Sefer Vayikra. The Khazarians, and they say Vayikra, or they say really Vayikra. They say Vayikra, properly pointing and intoning it. And he called. So long, Jah, call I and I. So many are called, you recall? Many are called, few are chosen. Right? But really it's about what ones are choosing. So let's choose to study and to meditate. Study and meditation is really the keys to study and to meditate. And this Torah portion brings to light and reminds us of that in this double portion right here. To study and to meditate. To study and to meditate. Just looking at the Hukotai, which is the 33rd, just kind of zooming ahead for a moment. Study to learn and learn to do. In Jah Torah, the distinction between the physical and the spiritual are not so clear, always so cut and dry. The whole and the entire physical world is spiritual because Elohim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, because Jah created it so. Now, the physical world was created actually out of the spiritual, the aorical, and the spiritual, the aorical is inherently present in all physical or five cycle form and action, in the force, the chayil, and in the form, the salase, or the tri-dimensionality of it, or we call it the third dimension, or in the three-dimensional sense. Now, therefore, in Jah Torah, in the Torah, in the instruction, in the direction, in the instruction, the Torah, in the Torah thought, the instructional thought, it's a false dichotomy. It's a false dichotomy to separate the physical from the spiritual, or the spiritual from the physical. And here's where it calls to mind the teaching of His Majesty, you know, concerning the material and the spiritual. The spiritual and the material. I think it's in the word sound, the utterance of Gurmawi Nagus Nagas speaking on religion. And I pointed that out before, and hopefully we can get that in circulation. And hopefully each of them can even just get a printout of that one sheet, that one page, with His Imperial Majesty speaking on religion. Right, and really take the time to read it, to study it, and hopefully to learn it by heart as well. It's very crucial. It's like a core curriculum, but it's reflective of this Torah portion here and of the Torah in general. But in particular here, we have a double portion, right? A double portion. So when we look at the right thought, you know, and having the right thought, the purpose, all things work towards the good of those who love Elohim, who love the power, who love Jah, and who are called according to His purpose, and are called according to His thought. So in the Yehuda, the Judah, right, in the Yehuda-ish, right, the Judah-ish, or some would say Jewish thought, the purpose for studying is more than simply the acquisition of knowledge. Now in the Western Gentile world, it says it's come out of Babylon, my people, Jah people. So as we come out of Babylon, what is Babylon? Babylon means confusion. As we come out of Babylon, right, and disillumination and darkness and no light, as we come out of Babylon and we walk into Jah light, right, into His thought, into His purpose. The purpose of studying is more than simply the acquisition, the acquiring of knowledge, the acquiring of da'at in the Hebrew, Yahuwah da'at. It is more than just the acquisition of the gnosis, the epinosis or the epinosis. Right? So the purpose of studying is more than simply the acquiring or the accumulating or the acquisition of knowledge. Knowledge and learning are regarded as only means, right? Are regarded only as the means for serving Elohim, Baruch Hashem, of serving Jah. Knowledge and learning. What's the purpose of knowledge and learning, Habarim? Fellow disciples, fellow co-laborers, brothers and sisters, what is the purpose of knowledge and learning? Knowledge and learning should be regarded only as a means, right? A means for better serving Jah, for better serving Eloheinu, Ayinai Pao, Ayinai Father. Therefore, in the true thought of Judah, Yehuda, and the Judah-ish, and in the lion of the tribe of Judah thought, we study to learn and we learn to do. We study to learn. And we learn, I and I learn to do. So make I and I study to learn. And make I and I learn to do. As we come to this fullness, this is the fullness right here, even at the 33rd. Right? Looking at this double portion and kind of looking ahead, zooming ahead to Behukotai. But let's get a groundation right here, brothers and sisters, in this double portion for Behar and Behukotai. On the mountain, in a sense it could be also in the mountain, but on the mountain, Behar, Beharar, Beharare, Behar, right? Harar, Harara, right? Terara, Besina, Terara, Bamarinya. In the Masora, Behar, on the mountain, Behukotai, in my statutes, Besirate, Mamarinya, in the son of Nagusa and Neges. So now looking at this double portion, and beginning with the first part, the first portion, first, what do we have? We have Behar, the 32nd reading from the Torah, and the second to last reading from the book of Leviticus, from the Sefer Vayikra. And it's called Behar, which means on the mountain. Now the name, it comes from the first words of the first verse of the reading in the Hebrew, in the Masorah, which could be literally translated to read, the Yahweh then spoke to Moshe on Mount Sinai, Behar Sinai, Besina Terara, according to Leviticus chapter 25, verse 1. Now this portion, this parsha from the Torah, from Jah Torah, from Jah Law, it introduces here the laws of the sabbatical years. The laws of the sabbatical years, the Yodbalu, the Jubilee, and the laws concerning a redemption. Now, in most years, right, and in most of the gathering, the assemblies and the synagogues, this is read, the Har, together with the following portion, which is Be'chukotai. Be'chukotai. So let's get to Be'chukotai. The last reading from the Sefer Vayikra, from the book of Leviticus, the third book of Moshe. And it's called Be'chukotai, which means in my statutes. Now the name, it comes from the first verse of the reading, which begins with the words, if you walk in my statutes, if you walk be'chukotai, if you trod, if you yard, if you trod in my statutes, Jah is saying to I and I, and we. Leviticus chapter 26 and 3. Leviticus chapter 26 and 3. Now, the last reading that we have here from Leviticus, it promises baraka. It promises baraket. It promises blessing and blessings and rewards for Kol Yasharel, for Israel, if they will keep Jah Law, if they will keep the Torah, but punishment and curses if they break the commandments of Jah Law, of the Torah. Now the last chapter that we have here in the book of Leviticus, it discusses the laws pertaining to vows, valuations or estimations, and to tithes. Now, in most years in the synagogue and assemblies, read Be'chukotai together with the preceding portion, Behar, as in this Shana, at this time. Dearly beloved, brothers and sisters, look at Selah moment, and let's meditate on the main theme, the summary theme. What is the summary theme? To study, to learn, and to learn to do. To study, to learn, and to learn to do. Study is important, but study must accompany and be accompanied by meditation. If one just studies, Confucius said, if one studies without meditation, it'll be of no profit. But if one just meditates without study, many just meditate. I say, I'm meditating, but without study, it will make the mind very narrow, make one very narrow-minded. So thus, study and meditation and meditation, they go hand in hand. Brethren, Habarim, brothers and sisters and mothers, study and meditation go hand in hand. If one just studies and doesn't meditate, then the study is of really no profit, because the purpose of studying is more than simply the acquisition of knowledge. Knowledge and learning are regarded only as a means for better serving Jah. Therefore, we study to learn, and we learn to do, and we study and we meditate. Because studying without meditation is of no profit, and meditating without studying would make one narrow-minded and will make the mind very narrow. So make I and I take the time to study, and also take the time to meditate, to juggle these, studying and meditation. And in our studying to learn, may I and I learn to do. And may Jah be praised, and may Jah be pleased, 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 pleased.
Keep up this teaching, God's majesty, for we know one, no devil.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, to true teaching, 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 teaching.
The Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Learn to keep the faith. Never lose your way. Still Jesse, I yes, him a fi me dan dada. So me a little bit a fit me one other. So all when me son grandfather. And I still a walk with the same. I walk with the same.
Each and every way that I go. Walk with, without ya, your stars are rising. So walk with me,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Talk with me,
yeah.
Don't have them nuclear power,
no.
Down to the very last hour, I and I still a walk with the Savior. Each and everywhere that I go, still now.
Don't go to the most high,
no.
If we would walk, Bechukotai, if I and I will walk in his statutes. Now, we brought out before already, but let's bring out again right here as we're sealing up here this third book of Moses, Hebrew book that's known as Leviticus. So what do we have here in this fulfillment, the fulfillment of the third book, the handbook of the sanctuary, of the priesthood, of the Levites? We have Bechukotai, as we brought forward the Hebrew word for statute and what it means. It comes from hawk, hawk, hawk. Hukotai come from hawk. We have hawk, the male sense of a statute, a limit, an ordinance. We have hukah. The plural is hukim. And the root is hakak, hakak, which means to inscribe. Actually, literally it means directly to hack. So there's a very interesting correspondence, no doubt. The breakdown between the two languages is a remnant of the power of Babel, of Babel. That we say in English, you say hack, to hack something, right? But the, you know, we think of it now in the computer and the digital technology of hacking. But the hakak, hakak is like something inscribed, something engraved. Often this is referred to as those decrees that were inscribed, engraved, without a reason. In other words, the reason for such of the hook or the hukim, right, sometimes are not quite explicable as the Torah for, say, for example, when we look at judgments, three parts. The Torah is basically in three parts, right? We have the commandments, mainly the 10 words, the 10 commandments. Then we have the judgments that regulates, you know, we say the life and the liberty of our call Israel judgments, right? And then we have the statutes. Usually the statutes sometimes refer to the rites and rituals, right? The hawk, a hukah. So what does Jah mean by walking in his statutes? So getting a definition of what is a hawk in the plural sense, the hukot. In the personal or possessive sense, Jehovah is saying, Bechukotai, we would try to walk out Yahweh, live out Yahweh. So we had touched on some of the basic questions, 15 basic questions, such questions as what the Hebrew word for commandment is, mitzvah, from the tawa, which means to instruct, to command, and a commandment is a divine, ivine, right, imperative. It can either be a positive command. So we have in HaTorah, we have positive commands and negative commands. See, in response to some of these ones and ones with their pseudo-Egyptology, talking about 42 negative confessions of Ma'at, first of all, distinguish a commandment is distinguished from a confession. So also in Torah, we do have confessions. We have negative confessions,
right? And we have positive confessions. We have negative commands, thou shalt not do, and positive commands, thou shalt do. But overall, these are commandments, mitzvah, right? In the old pointing, the true pointing, the modern pointing, mitzvah, from the tzawa. We also asked the question and answered, what's the central meaning of the Shema? Shema Yisrael, hear. O Yisrael, hear. O Israel, that we should love Jehovah Eloheinu, our power, b'kol lebabeka, b'kol in all lebabeka, in all of I and I heart, all of I and I heart, all I and I focus, all of I and I mind. In the Yehudi tribe, a yeshiva student, yeshiva, sheba, right, like the Shabbat, but the sheba, right, we have the yeshiv, yashav, to sit, to seat up, how we learn and how we study, come, make we, Rasana say sata, how we seat up. So this is also coming from the spirit of I and I, true way, right, Yahweh, truth and life, the sitting up together. So the yeshiva, modern Hebrew yeshiva, is that place we sit up to study, right, to seat up. So a yeshiva student, like a Torah student, a chaberim, the chaber, the talmid, the talmidim, a disciple will study Torah, John's direction, instruction, 12 hours a day, would pray for at least 2 hours a day and take care of bodily needs for about 2 hours a day and will sleep or rest the remaining 8 hours. And if one continues with this sort of schedule, this sort of discipleship, this sort of discipline, he or she will eventually become Gadol B'Torah, big up in the Torah, big up in the direction instructions, or great, Gadol, to be big up or to be great, B'Torah, in Jah's direction and in his instruction.
Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble, Babi Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by Babi Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble, Babi.
So that's the central meaning of the Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Israel, hear and obey. Hear and learn to obey. O Israel, Yahuwah, he who be, we be Eloheinu, our power. Yahuwah Ahad, he who be, we be the one. Also ask and answer the question of what does it mean to walk in John's statutes and to guard. To guard his commandments. This comes from the key first words, the first words right here. If you will walk in my statutes, bechukotai, and if you would keep, if you would guard mitzvotai. So what does it mean to try to walk, walking out? Not just reading it up or reading and studying and then to do, to live it, to walk it out in our liberty and to guard, to observe his imperatives, his commandments. According to I and I tribe, the Yehudi, the Lion of Judah tribe, this means working very hard to study Torah, to study Jah's self-revelation of himself, to study his directions, instruction. This in the Hebrew is known as emileim ba Torah. Working hard. We must study, right, to show ourselves approved. Study HaTorah and the scriptures according to the instruction, the mitzvah, commandment, the imperative, with all our heart and might. The call lebabeka, lebab, the heart, lead, the heart, lead, the heart, lebabeka. According to the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Judahite tribe, how many berakot, blessings? Now, we touched on something actually in the recent vlog on Rastafari Yehudi, Rastafari Jews, about blessing, how blessing, the word, looking at the English etymology, right? And Sirach says that, you know, some things when it's translated into, you know, from Hebrew, right, into English, right, how some things can be and often are, we're learning this from the study, are lost in translation. Hear this right here.
Select up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant.
Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwafi, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language, you see?
Can you see the English language?
See the English language?
Trying your mentality.
Trying your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
So according to the Judahite tribe, how many Berakot? Berakot. You say blessings, the translation is blessings. More better increase, prosperity. Prosperity and increase, right? How many Berakot does one get if they study diligently John's direction instruction known as HaTorah? 22. So right there, the 22 letters from Aleph to Tau. Ha-Aleph from the first to Ha-Taweh to the last. Translated into the Greek, this is known as the Alpha and Omega, but originally it's known as Ha-Aleph, the Aleph to Tau, the Aleph to Tau, the beginning and end of the Hebrew Aleph. So we have the first and the last letters, the ot. Interesting, the word for letter in Hebrew is ot. Ot. Ot or awot, some might say awot. Right? Ot means a sign. Ha-ot, the sign, the letters. So the first and last otot, first and last signs, the first and last letters of the Berakot. The Berakot, the Baraka section, the increase, the prosperity called the blessing section of this Torah reading and feeding here at the 33rd degree from Leviticus 26, verse 3 to Leviticus 27, verse 34. Just going over some of the basic questions and some basic details. Question 6, we went, asked, answered, what is customary to do before and after reading, right? Your book of HaTorah. It is customary to kiss the book to show your love for Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty's truth. What does Torah Lishma, Torah Lishma, what does Torah Lishma mean? Torah Lishma, Torah study for the sake of Shemayim, for the sake of the heavens, for the sake of heaven. Torah for its own sake, that is to say, Torah Lishma, Torah for its own sake. Jah's direction, instructions for Jah's direction, instructions own sake. The sages maintain that the entire world is dependent, dependent on the study of HaTorah. Hebraically, we call this the Talmud Torah. Now, let's clarify this confusion here, because some, when they hear the word Talmud, you know, from the little bit they hear from Hebrew or concerning the Jews, they often hear about the Babylonian Talmud and certain alleged sections coming from that. Well, one has to recognize is that Talmud, the word in the Hebrew from Lamad, actually from the letter L in the Hebrew is Lamed. Lamed and Lamad mean to study or to become accustomed. So Talmud, Talmud, Lamad, right, means to study or the teaching. So Talmud Torah basically is the teaching of Torah. As far as those known Talmuds or teachings, compendiums of teachings, yes, there's the Babylonian Talmud, but there's also the Jerusalem Talmud. There's also the Palestinian Talmud, right? And we also have the Ethiopic Talmud, the teaching. Give us a teaching of His Majesty. So study of Torah, Talmud Torah, and the love of Torah for its own sake. This is what is meant by Torah, Lishma. Let's list some of the Berakot, the Berakot, the prosperity, the increases in English, the blessings that Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty promises, gives his yea and his amen, if we
Sinai, learn Torah, learn Jah's direct instruction, and keep and guard and observe his commandments, his imperatives. What are some of the berachot, the blessings or the increase? Well, we have peace, shalom. We have prosperity, right? Prosperity, but also prophecy, but peace, right? Shalom and prosperity, beautiful crops, bountiful, security, guidance, protection from our enemies, both foreign and domestic, fruitful family, life, liberty, and best, and one can say blessed, but best, we are promised, given the yea and amen of Ha'el, of the Almighty's presence, his face, his perception, will dwell among us, among I and I, and get this, in I and I. He will walk in I, and I and I will be his people. Question 9, ask and to answer. What are some of the consequences we, I and I, will face if we neglect to learn HaTorah? Well, there are various forms of distress. We can just say 400 years. How about that? 400 years, for example. Various forms of distress and trials and tribulation, including plagues, enemy sieges, and national exile, even the past 400 years. Note that the Hebrew bitul Torah, it means neglect of Jah's direction instructions. This is considered the first step astray from Ha'el, the Almighty himself. According to HaTorah, the Torah, what is the reason the land may not produce a good harvest? Can I ask this also as, according to HaTorah, Jah's direction instruction, what is the reason for famines, especially famines among Jah's covenant people? According to Torah, what is the reason? The reason that the land, that the earth may not produce a good harvest, and even that the earth not producing a good harvest would produce or cause a famine, because Ha'am, especially Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, the people of the book are not listening, not Shama, Lo Shama, right? Not listening to him, to Elohim, or obeying his truth, walking in their truth, this one's truth, that one's truth, but they're neglecting Jah truth, Jah way, Jah truth, and Jah life, Jah liberty. Question 11. What was one of the main reasons Ha'el gave for the Babylonian exile? What is one of the main reason that Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem gave for the Babylonian exile? The failure to observe the sabbatical year, the Shemitah, the failure to allow the land, to allow her, the land, she, the land, to enjoy her Shabbat, her Sabbath in season, right? Especially the sabbatical year. So because the earth, he says, because the earth was not able to enjoy her Sabbath. Interesting here, Sabbath is also in the Hebrew brought out in the feminine sense, right? She, and also the Torah is brought out in the feminine sense, according to the Hebrew, she, right? And the land, also in the Hebrew, he says that the Sabbath will now enjoy her Sabbaths when the people, the Judahites, even we, the black Jews, were in Babylon. Almost like here, also, the land can enjoy her Shabbat. So this is one of the main reasons that Jah gave for the Babylonian exile, because of the neglect to observe the sabbatical year, the Shemitah year, the year of release, you know, and allowing the land to rest, allowing her to enjoy Shabbat. Question 12, why is the commandment of offering tithes given right after the threat of punishment? So the commandment of offering tithes, a tenth, is given right after the threat of punishment. Lamazeh. Why this? Lama zeh. Why this? Because tzedakah. coming from the root word tzedak, right? Righteous, just. Tzedaka is brought out as charity. We define this here from the root Hebrew tzedaka as not just charity, only charity, but righteous giving, tzedaka. Because charity or tzedaka, righteous giving, saves from death and punishment. Point of reference, the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs, the parables, the allegories of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2, and Proverbs chapter 11, verse 4, where in the English it would say righteousness, but to get a working context of it, righteous giving, righteous giving. This is why the commandment of offering tithes, the 10th, is given right after the threat of punishment. Question 13, Chavarim. Even when the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, are in exile for their sins, their uckery, their forfeitures, their lack, they're missing the marks, what does Ha'el, the Almighty, promise them and we and I? He promises to protect them, to guide them and protect them, if they would make their wills obedient to his good influence, and to always give them an opportunity to do teshuva, to repent, to turn from the stray way to Yahweh, truth and life, to have a change of mind, or teshuva, to think different. Think Yahweh. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in we. Question 14, can we list some of the Shemot names of the 10 portions? There are 10 Torah readings and feedings, portions of manna, right, angel's bread, right, in the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as the book of Leviticus. So what are the 10 portions, parshiot? What are their names? The names are Vayikra, Tzau, Shemini, Tazriya, Mitzora, Aharimot, Kedoshim, Amor, Behar, and Bechukotai. Once again, the 10 portions here in this third book, Vayikra, and he called Tzau, command, Shemini, ace, Tazriya, she conceived seed, Mitzora, one skin disease, Aharemot, after death, Kedoshi, holy one, set apart one, Amor, say, Behar, on mount, Bechukotai, in my statutes, in my hook, in my heck. 15, final ask and answer, basic question right here. Do we customarily say when we complete a book of HaTorah, when we complete any one of the five books of HaTorah, what do we say? Chavarim, we say Chazak, Chazak, or Nit Chazek, Chazak, Chazak, be strong, Wenit Chazek, and may we be strengthened. Wenit Chazek, and may we strengthen one another. So upon completing one of the five books of Moshe, so here, just a little word on this here, just so that when we fulfill right here, ones know what the word sound mean, what's the reason for the word sound. Upon completing, fulfilling one of the five books of Moshe, one of the five books of HaTorah, we say Chazak, Chazak. Chazak is a command, especially when speaking to a male, to be strong, be Chazak, Chazak. Wenit Chazek, and make I and I strengthen one another. May we be strengthened. May we be encouraged. When the last sentence of each of the five books of Moshe is about to be read, it is tried and traditionally said that everyone rises, all rise, come Yashar Allah, come, right, rise up in anticipation of proclaiming, and at the end of the reading, Chazak, Chazak, Wenit Chazek, be strong, and may I and I be strengthened, encouraged, and our efforts to study HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction. This is a cry, a call, a shout out of encouragement. Chazak, Chazak, Wenit Chazek, to encourage to continue with the reading of the next book of HaTorah.
and to return to this one again in due season, in due time, in due course, of course. The triple use of chazak. It's interesting. We have a triple use of chazak, right? Because of the true triunity, the true trinity, the Hebrew trinity. We have a triple use of chazak. This symbolizes the past, the present, and future. Wahu haya, wahu haweh, wahu yihyeh, tisara. He who was, he who be, he who is present, he who will be. Wahu haya for the Yahweh. Wahu haweh for Yehovah. Wahu yihyeh for Yahweh. B'tifera, tifera in glory. The Hebrew tafari, tifera. The inspiration for the saying, the chazak, chazak, l'nit chazek, the inspiration for saying these words in connection with finishing, fulfilling a section of HaTorah, of what's called the Pentateuch, the five volumes, the five books, may have come from, they say, the ancient dictum, the ancient teaching, that four elements need to be strengthened in man. So the ancient teaching here, right, and the ancient dictum of the teaching is that there are four that need to be strengthened. Four need to be strengthened, bringing out the fuller sense. Four elements need to be strengthened in man. What are these four elements that need to be strengthened in man? One, Torah, Jah's direction instructions. Good deeds, prayer, and occupation, derek eretz, derek eretz. Now, derek eretz, right, is the way that it's written from the ancient sages referring to occupation. Literally, derek is the way, and eretz is like the earth, right, our way. What is our way in this earthly plane? So the four that need to be strengthened in man, the four elements, is Torah, good deeds, prayer, and occupation, and derek eretz, according to Berakot 32 and B, and Berakot means blessings, the teaching on the blessings, Berakot 32B. Now, the scriptural basis for this saying, it lay in the following verses from the scriptures, to be strengthened in Torah, to be strengthened in the teachings of His Majesty, to be strengthened in Yahweh, truth and life. First verse from Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, where it reads, only be strong and very brave so that you may observe all HaTorah, the entirety of God's direction instruction that Moshe, that Moses, my servant, commanded you. So here we have the first reference from the scripts from HaTorah for the chazak, chazak, wenit, chazek, be strong, may I and I be encouraged. Only be strong and very brave so that you may observe all HaTorah. So we must be strong and very brave in order to observe, in order to keep. No weak heart can enter. Only be strong and very brave so that you may observe, may hedge about, guard, observe all HaTorah that Moshe, my servant, commanded you.
Keep us the teaching of His Majesty, for we're no one, no devil, philosophy. Feel it in the one drop.
Chazak, chazak, unit, chazek. So to be strengthened in Torah, Joshua 1 and 7, and to be strengthened in prayer. What's the verse from the scripts? To be strengthened in prayer, tefillah. Be strong and let your heart be brave and hope and expect in Yahweh, in Yahweh, truth and life. Psalm 27, verse 14. Be strong and make your mind, make your heart be brave and hope and expect in Yahweh and hope and expect in Jehovah. Psalm 27, verse 14, to be strengthened in good deeds and in derek eretz, in Derech Eretz, in occupation, or the way in earth, the way in the land, occupation. We have Samuel, 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 12, where it reads, be strong and make us, make I and I, make we strengthen ourselves, I and I selves, for our people and for the city of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power. Be strong and make us strengthen ourselves, I and I selves, for our people and for the cities of Elohim, for the cities of Elohim, for the consciousness of Elohim. So here, the Chazak, Lenit, Chazek, scriptural verses, four elements to strengthen those four elements in I and I, strengthen those four elements in mind for the strengthening of Torah, of good deeds, of prayer, occupation, Derech Eretz, to be strengthened in Torah, Joshua 1 and 7. Only be strong and very brave, so that you may observe all the Torah that Moses, my servant, commanded you. To be strengthened in Tefillah and prayer, be strong and let your heart be brave. Hope in Jehovah, Psalm 27, verse 14. And to be strengthened in good deeds, do good, Ayabingi, heartbeat, do good, to be strengthened in good deeds and Derech Eretz and the way in the earth, one's occupation, according to 2 Samuel chapter 10, 2 Shemuel chapter 10, verse 12, that reads, only be strong and make I and I strengthen I and I selves for I and I people, for our people and for the cities of Hailahim, of Elohim.
You find your redemption, I find your keyboard, the teaching prophet's majesty. You find your redemption, I find your keyboard, the teaching prophet's majesty. You find your redemption, I find your keyboard, the teaching prophet's majesty. Open the world.
Chazak Rastafari Israelite, yes I, Chazak, and it's Chazik.
Yeah, you got to get going, no time to sit down. Some people not know life is a fight, you got to know how to get around.
Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. Now you wait too long. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And don't you wait too long.
Hi, how you doing? Long time I haven't seen you. Hope you're behaving yourself, no like a good behaving citizen. Nothing come easy, you got to work hard, I'm telling you. Hope and pray for the best, cause I believe in you. Not like a stereotype, cleanliness intriguing you. Give thanks and praise for my life, I'm part of being here. Children can't but it's good, the system killing us. They're flooding us, and we've always wanted to bring it out. Show the world what we got, the struggle continues, yo. Check the conditions in which we're living, yo. Ain't no one come giving, yo, that you work to be the winner. Our children going to bed without having a dinner.
Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. I know you wait too long. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And don't you wait too long.
People are filled with expectation, that's fine with me. Opportunity comes but once, so it's time for me. I don't think of failure because the sunshine for me. Something in the back of my head keep reminding me. Give a listening ear when I call. There's good and bad, so just be good and stand tall.
A lot of people out there wish for me to fall. I'm not scared, I pray to you, I created us all. The evils and the demons, woo, I don't stop with them. Hey, they don't like me, hey, what's up with them? I just can't do without that love, because it's like the oxygen. I don't eat no folly, I don't need no crap with them. Yes, you got to be strong, and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears, and don't you wait too long. Yes, you got to be strong, and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears, and don't you wait too long. Hi, how you doing? Long time I haven't seen you. Hope you're behaving yourself, no like a good behaving citizen. Nothing come easy, you got to work hard, I'm telling you. Hope and pray for the best, cause I believe in you. Not like the stereotype, cleanliness intriguing you. Give thanks and praise for my life, and for us being here. Children can't go to school, the system killing us. There's good in us, and we've always wanted to bring it out. Show the world, what was that? The struggle continues, yo. Check the conditions in which we're living, yo. Ain't no one from giving, yo. That you have to be the winner. Our children going to be the loving and this. Yes, you got to be strong, and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears, and down your way to love.
Yes, I. If there's no bread, there's no Torah. And if there's no Torah, there's no bread. This Torah reading and feeding, it begins with, if you walk in my statutes, if you walk out his statutes, you, I, shall eat our bread, and he will give we peace, and none shall make I afraid. Highlights from Leviticus 26, verses 3 to 5, if we tried in his statutes. Now, though Torah study does not literally, according to the letter of the law, bake bread, though Torah study may not literally, according to the letter of the law, bake bread, it provides, iritically, according to the spirit, it provides a means, habirin, by which bread itself will have any real significance to I. And this is taking bread in the physical, in the first type, the earthly, the natural type, and in the metaphysical type as well. But here, we have a psalm. We have a psalm, today's daily psalm. It's interesting. We're completing here this third book of Moshe, Leviticus, the handbook of the sanctuary, of the priesthood, and of the Levites in particular. Right. And here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 51. Now, David truly was brilliant. You know, as Jehovah says to his prophet, he says that David, a man after his own heart. How David here in this sin, this uckery that he committed. This is the Hebrew prayer of repentance right here. Here, Psalm 51. Let's rise up the chant.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
Give ear, first ear right here, Psalm 51. We include some of the Hebrew highlights, like we mentioned before, often. And we hear some of the, you know, Bible readers, like the Alexander Scorbies and others, when they would read Psalms, and even many of us, when we read Psalms, we often neglect, right, to our own detriment and damage, right, we neglect the superscription. Right, Hebraically, according to John People Way, People of the Book Way, the superscription, that's a small type usually found before the first so-called proper verse. So the part where it says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. This part is often neglected, so here we have some Hebrew highlights right here, and more as we ride up and go forward. Yes, I hear this.
Psalm 51.
מזמור נון אלף למנצח מזמור לדוד, בבוא אליו נתן הנביא, כאשר בא אל בת שבע, 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 אל בת שבע.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness.
חונני אלוהים כחסדך,
כחסדך, כחסדך, כחסדך, כחסדך, כחסדך.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression, my transgression, my transgression, my transgression, my transgression.
כרוב רחמך מחה
Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, my lips, my lips, my lips.
Adonai sefatai tiftah, 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 tiftah.
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise.
Ufi yagit tehillatecha,
tehillatecha, tehillatecha, tehillatecha, tehillatecha, tehillatecha.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar, 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 upon thine altar.
So here we have the Hebrew sinner's prayer, the prayer of repentance. It's an ideal sample prayer right here, how David brings forward that new covenant to the metaphysical type, that higher spiritual type right here, how he connects his repentance psalm, his chant right here, with a true and a good and a applied science, the Hebrew science is being applied here, how he's calling on the word sound from HaTorah here as he calls out here to Jehovah to forgive him this great transgression after he had committed adultery and also murder. There's an interesting verse, verse 17 in the Hebrew, it would be verse 15 in the KJV, where it says, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shoot forth thy praise. This is said here, Judaically, here as the opening words, right, of the Amidah, of the standing prayer. This part here, Adonai, Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftah, Adonai, Adonai, Sifatai, my lips, Tiftah, Tiftah, open, Ufi, and fee in my mouth, ooh, and fee in my mouth, yagid, ufi yagid, and my mouth shall declare, my mouth shall tell, ufi yagid, tehilateka, my mouth shall declare thy praise, thy tehillah, thy elililil, the elilta, the tehillah, we say hallelujah, elililil, the exaltation, the praise. So here,
His lips had been sealed by wrongdoing, because praise of Elohim would then have been blasphemy. Praise of Elohim before he got to, it says like, it says take care of business first. Some people say take care of business first and cry later. Well, in this sense, Dawid has to take care of business first and praise afterward. And so this verse here becomes the first verse of the Amidah, so the standing prayer, right? What we know as the standing prayer. This is like the first, the opening verse. Adonai sefatai tistach ufi yagid tehilateka. Oh, Adonai, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praises, thy eyes. Now, we'd say this because his lips had been sealed by wrongdoing. Why was his lips sealed? Because praise of Elohim would then have been blasphemy. If then Elohim opened his lips after he confessed, after he repented, after he acknowledged his uckery, right? If Elohim then opened his lips, he was again able and enabled, empowered to offer him praise, Isis, Tehillah. It was a sign that he had been granted pardon. Now, that's an aspect here, but let's touch on this here while we have time here for writing up this 33rd degree of our sabbatical study. Let's touch on this part, because this part gives some people in the English where it talks about, what's that part, and I shall be white. You know that part where it says, I shall be white as snow, because of W.S., white supremacy, racism, confusion, the times of the Gentiles. This part is often misconstrued, but one of the brethren, God bless his soul, you know as well, I hope he's all right. Brother Jacure brings this out well, and just a little sample right here, cleanse me, right, from my sin, not from my skin. He's referring to his sin, the uckery of his sin, not from his skin. So when he says, I shall be white, you know, and I shall be whiter than snow, should not be confused with white supremacy, the times of the Gentiles, the confusions that you or me, we have been B-I-E to believe.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay. Never left me out. Oh yeah, I'm never in doubt. From all of my pain and all of my pain.
Yes, yes, yes. And Jacure right there. You know, and it says like, cleanse me, not for the dirt, not which is not from my skin. Cleanse me, not from my skin. You know, in the psalm that's translated, you know, wash me, and I should be whiter than snow, right? But in the true context, right, in the true presence, perception of faith, Jacure has that right there. You know, where he says to like, wash me thoroughly, you know what I mean? But not from my skin. Cleanse my soul, talking about what's going on within the skin, right? Cleanse me, not from my skin, you know, so wash me, and I should be whiter than snow, not from my skin, but from my sin, from my uckery. Right, speaking of the inner, the heretical, spiritual, psychical nature. Right, so cleanse me, not from my skin. Right, my skin is good. God bless me, my skin with the melanin. He bless me with my skin, but what I have done in the skin with my sin, my uckery, that's what the cleanse. Wash me, wash I, and then I should be whiter than snow. Speaking spiritually, iritically, psycho spiritually, I cleanse me not from my skin, but from my sin. You know what I've done in the skin. He bless me with my skin. I have my skin. I am black, you know, brown, reddish brown, yes, I, as the earth, as the ground that he has created in his image after his likeness. This is Adam, the Adama. But cleanse me from my sin. Cleanse I. Why should I should be whiter than snow in my soul from my sin, my ugly, not from my skin. Get it right. Heal up, praise be.
his divine majesty and praise be to my brother Jacques Q, that tune right here. Yes, I, Rastafari, and this is Ras Yadam. This is Yadi. This is Yadi. Yes, I, Yadam. BK, Ben, Kushi. Yes, I, praise be his majesty. Good morning, good morning. Haile Selassie. Hakadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, Veshem Yeshu, Ah, Hamashiach.
Shall be clean, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. The purging of hyssop, take that part first. As one defiled by contact with the dead, we have Numbers chapter 19, verse 6. Or a leper, concerning a leper, the mitzorah, the motzira'a, mitzorah in Leviticus chapter 14. Recall Habarim, Leviticus chapter 14, verse 4. Was cleansed of his impurity by the use of hyssop in the act of sprinkling. So he prays, David here, today's daily psalm is Murnon Aleph, a penitent, a repentance cry, the Hebrew prayer of repentance psalm right here. David here, he prays to be, in the sense of figurative sense, or the second of the two truths, right? In the, you say, the metaphysical, the spiritual sense, right, even the new covenant sense, to be purified in the same way, washing, to remove every defiling stain. The verb that's used here in the Hebrew is use of washing a dirty garment. So even the word for wash, there's some words, a few different words for wash, even wash, and even the sense of rinse. There's a difference between just regular wash and rinse. This verb here is to remove every befouling stain, the washing as the washing of a dirty garment. Now, the part that people get twisted because of white racism, white supremacy, and all the other confusions of the counterfeit Christians, white Anglo-Saxon, Protestantism, schism, the whiter than snow part, well, let's compare the Hebrew scriptures with the Hebrew scriptures, right? So here, Psalm 51 with Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. But let's begin off with verse 16 where it says, wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Cease to do rah-rah. Verse 17, learn. What's the principle here in this Torah reading and feeding as we fulfill this book here? Learning, right? Right, you know, study to learn and learning to do. Learn to do well. But learning to do well, learn to do, begins first with study to learn. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the downpressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. As we call even the Psalm 82, and even some of the Psalms previous in the Shavuah as well, bringing out that same theme covering, namely Psalm 82 and Psalm 58, where corrupt judges, especially the judges of Yisrael, the Shoftim, the Elohim of Yisrael, speaking of the judges, the man and people that were to administer justice, right, were condemned and called out by Jehovah. So here, what do? We learn to do well. We seek judgment. We relieve the downpressed, right? Judge the fatherless, the orphan. Plead for the widow. Here's the verse here. Isaiah, Yeshaya, chapter 1, verse 18. Come now. Now. And let us reason. Come now. Make I and I reason. Together, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Though your sins, your uckeries, your fookeries, fornication under the crown of the king, F-U-C-K, fornication under the crown of the king, be as scarlet. They shall be as white as snow. They shall be clean. They're bloody. They're red up, bloody. They shall be purged. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Verse 19, just to fulfill right here. If, here's a key word we find at the beginning of Leviticus, the third book, if, a conditional. If ye y'all be willing and obedient, ye y'all shall eat the good of the land. So here we have that land connection, right? Verse 20. But on the other hand, if, conditional again, if, what's your choice? Many are called, few are chosen, they make a choosing. But if y'all refuse and rebel, y'all shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of Yahweh have spoken it. Check out that verse there, verse 20. But if you refuse and rebel, like a lot of the rebel lions, right, y'all shall be devoured with the sword. Ethiopians also shall be slain by my sword. What is the sword of Yahuwah, of Jehovah? The sword is the word. The word is the sword. Note this, where he says, y'all shall be devoured, eaten up. The sword will eat you up, eaten up with the sword. Right? Which sword are we speaking about? Just a natural sword? Well, yes, it could be that sword. Right? But we have the second of the two truths, the word for the mouth. The what? The mouth, right, of Yahweh hath spoken it. So here, the time that we have here, 21 minutes before we go into the third eye, we're here for the After the Shabbat podcast. Let's ride out with the Royal Amharic right here. Then we get a little bit more into the Hebrew, right, for the second, you know, service here, the first day service coming up at the top of the Iowa, right here. Let's get a first ear right here, the Amharic right here, and go through verse by verse right here. Yes, I, Shema'ah, give ear.
Mazmur Hamsa, Bekinif Hamsa Ant. Lamazamran Aleka. ወደ ቤርሳቤህ ከገባ በኋላ ነብዩ ናታን ወደ እርሱ በመጣ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ እንደ ቸርነትህ መጠን ማረኝ እንደ ምሕረትህም ብዛት መተላለፌን ደምስስ ከበደሌም ፈጽመህ ጠበኝ ከኃጢአቴም አንጻኝ እኔ መተላለፌን አውቃለሁና ኃጢአቴም ሁልጊዜ በፊቴ ነውና አንተም ብቻ በደል በፊትህም ክፋትን አደረ በነገር ትጸድቅ ዘንድ በፍርድህም ንጹሕ ትሆን ዘንድ እነሆ ባመጣ ተጠነሱ እናቴም በኃጢአት ወለደች እነሆ እውነትን ወደድህ የማይታይ ስውር ጥበብን አስታወቅህ በሂሶፕ ፍርጨኝ እነጣማለሁ እጠበኝ ከበረዶም ይልቅ ነጭ ሆናለሁ አሴተንና ደስታን አሰማ የሰበርሃቸውም አጥንቶች ደስ ይላቸው ከኃጢአቴ ፊትህን መልስ በደሌንም ሁሉ ደምስስልኝ አቤቱ ንጹህ ልብን ፍጠርልኝ የቀናውንም መንፈስ በውስጤ አድስ ከፊትህ አትጣለኝ ቅዱስ መንፈስህንም ከኔ ላይ አትውሰድ የማዳንህን ደስታ ስጠኝ በሽታ መንፈስም ደግፈኝ ለሕግ ተላላፎች መንገድህን አስተምራለሁ ኃጢአተኞችም ወደ አንተ ይመለሳሉ የመድኃኒቴ አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ሆይ ከደም አድነኝ አንደበቴም ባንተ ጽድቅ ትደሰታል አቤቱ ከንፈሮቼን ክፈት አፌም ምስጋናህን ያወራል መስዋዕትን ብትወድስ በሰጠሁህ ነበር የሚቃጠለው መስዋዕት ደስ አሰኝ የእግዚአብሔር መስዋዕት የተሰበረ መንፈስ ነው የተሰበረውንና የተዋረደውን ልብ እግዚአብሔር አይንቅም አቤቱ በውዴታ ጽዮንን አሰማምራ የኢየሩሳሌምንም ቅጥሮች ሥራ የጽድቁን መስዋዕት መባውንም የሚቃጠለውንም መስዋዕት በወደድክ ጊዜ ያን ጊዜ በመሠዊያህ ላይ ፍሪዳዎች ይሰዋል
Psalm 51, David HaMelech, a man after Jehovah's own heart. Notice how David takes it from the five cycle to the metaphysical, from the Old Testament type to the Brit Chadasha type. Even the hyssop part right there, as it can apply both to one who is defiled by contact of a corpse, a dead body. Remember David, the two main charges was adultery and murder. Right. And then the same hyssop also applies to the cleansing of a leper or motzi ra'a. In the Hebrew, we say the mitzora, one skin disease, from the Hebrew mitzora, is likened to another Hebrew phrase, motzi ra'a. Motzi, one who brings forward ra'a, one who brings forth evil, bad, ill, unkind, hurtful. Right. So it's interesting how David, right here, he is pointing to Torah in particular here, to Leviticus as well in his penitent prayer. Also, what is of particular note, if we would note, what's of particular note is we have the Holy Spirit, right? David invokes and calls on the Ruach HaKadosh right here in this psalm as well. But here, go through it verse by verse. Here. Yes, I, Rastafari. This is the sinner's prayer, the Hebrew sinner's prayer, right? And also the confession. Yes, sir. The home point.
Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, Thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part.
Psalm 51, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, today's daily psalm, Psalm 51. To the chief musician, a psalm, mezmor, a chant, an intonation of David. When Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Here from the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Garmawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. We have today's daily psalm, Mezmor David Chamsa'and. Mezmor Chamsa'and, Psalm 51. Lemezemaran leka, whatever sabe, kagebab chala, Nabi Natana, whatever subemet agize, ye Dawit mezmor. Today's daily song. Kutar and. Abetu, in the chernetim et en mareng, in the mehiretim, abizat met lalafina, demesis. Have mercy upon I, Abetu, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Abetu, in the chernetihim et en mareng, in the mehiretihim abizat mit lalefena demesis, kuter hulet, verse 2. Kabedele efet moit eveng, kachat yatem anets any, wash I thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse I from my sin, my uckery. Ka bedele fetzmoit ereng, kachat yatim ans any kuter soas. Ine met lalefen auk alehuna, kachat yatim hulgize befite nehuna. For I acknowledge my transgressions. Ine met lalefen auk alehuna, and my sin, my uckery is ever before me. Chat yatim hulgize befite nehuna. Kuter arat. Verse 4. Antena bicha bedelehu, befite him akufatina dereguhu. Benegrehim tis edik zen, beferdehim anitsuhe tahon zen. Against thee, I only have I sinned, have I up and done this evil in thy sight, that I mightest be justified when thou, the I, speakest, and be clear when thou, the I, judgest. Antena bicha bedelhu, against thee, the I, against the I only. Have I sinned? Have I up their feet to him? Kafatin adareguhu be negar him ati esedik zen before him ati nisut hon zen and done this evil in thy sight. The feet to him kafatin adareguhu that thou that I mightest be justified when thou speakest be negar him ati esedik zen and be clear when thou judgest. But for the him and its horns and kuter amist. Verse 5. Neho be omets a tes enesuhu enatim bechat iata waledet ching. Behold, neho, look, see, here it is. Neho be omets a tes enesuhu. I was shapen, I was conceived in iniquity. Be omets a enatim and my mother bechat iata waledet ching. Waledetchin, and in sin, chat yat, did my mother conceive, bring me forward, and natim, bechat yat, waledetchin, kuter sidist, verse 6, and oh, eunetina, wadedi, yamai tai yasura, tibedina, satawuk, hang. Behold, look, see, here it is. Neho, thou desirest truth, objective reality in the inward parts. Neho, eu netina, wadedi, thy lovest. And in the hidden part, thou, the eye, shall make I to know wisdom. Yamai tai suwer, tibebin asatawet hang, kuter sabat, verse 7. Be hisopa erjeng. inets amalo, hitareng, kabredoma yilika netzai honalo. Purge I with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash I, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. I shall be whiter than hail, cleaner than hail. There he sopa erjang. Inets amalo, it aveng, kabredoma yilik necha ehonalo, kutar cement, verse 8. Ha setina de sitana semanye, yes, aberhachuimat intochi, desilachual, make me to hear joy and gladness. Ha setina de sitana semanye, ha setina de sitan asemanye. Make I, cause I to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou, the eye, hast broken, yes, aberhachuimat intochi, may rejoice. Des yilachual, uter veteng. Verse 9. Kachat yate yafitehina mels, bedele nemahulua demisisling, demisisling, hide the eye face. From I chat yat my uckery and blot out all mine iniquities, my hurts, my wrongdoings. Kachat yate fi tehinam elis bedele nim hulu demisisilin. Kutraser, verse 10. Abetu nitzuha libina fitaralin. Yeknawinim menfesa bewiste adis. Create in I a clean heart. Avetu nitzuh libin fitarling. And renew a right spirit, a right irit within I. Yek and awinim amenfes bewiste adis. Utarasra and verse 11. Kofitihe atit aling. Edu samenfes hinema kene lai atua said bin. Cast I not away from thy presence, from thy face, thy perception, kafite atit aling. And take not thy Holy Spirit, thy Ila Irit from me, from I. Edu samenfes hinema kene lai atu said bin. Utarasra. Who let? Verse 12. Ye madanihina desta siteng. Be ishta menfesima de gafeng. Restore to I the joy of thy salvation. Ye madanihin desta siteng. Give to I the joy of thy salvation. Ye madanihin desta siteng. Give to I the happiness of thy salvation, thy preservation, and uphold I with thy free spirit. Be'ishita menfesim degfeng. Kutarasara sourced. Verse 13. Lehigat lalafocha men gdehinna asatemralu chat yaten yochima wode ante yimelesalu. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways. Lehigat lalafoch men gedehin astemralu. And sinners and uckers chat yaten yochim shall be converted to thee, to the eye. Wode ante yimelesalu, return to the eye. Kutar asara arat. Verse 14. Yemet chanite amlak gziavihoi. Kadema adreng, andevetema beantes idika tidestalich. Deliver, I liver, deliver I from blood guiltiness. Abetu, thou source of my salvation, sustainer of my salvation. Ye medchanite amlak, the source of my salvation. Egziavi herhoi, O sustainer, O good, O generous, open-handed, our Father. Kadem adineng, from blood save I, from blood. Ande betem, beante tzidik tidesetalich. And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness, and my style of speech shall sing aloud of thy salvation. Ande betem beante tzidik tidesetalich. Kutarasara amist. Verse 15. Abetu kena ferochena kafet afim niskana hena yawaral. Abetu, O Lord, open thou my lips. Ken ferochena kafet. Open ken ferochena kafet, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. Afim Miskana hen yawaral, and my mouth shall news forth the eyes of Miskana, the eyes Isis, the eyes thanks and praises. Kutarasara sidist, verse 16. Meswa itina bita wedisa beset hua nebera yemik atalawima meswa ita desa yasen yihim. For thou, the eye, desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not, takest not happiness in burnt offerings. Meswa itina bitawadisa beset ahuhul neber. Yemik atalawima meswa ita desa yasen yihim. Kutarasara sabat, verse 17. Ye gaziavi hermeswa ita yete sabara menfesno. Yete sabara wunna, yete warada wunna libek gaziavi herayin. The sacrifices of Ekziavir Stenai, broken spirit, Ekziavir Meswa Ita, Yete Sebre Menfesno, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, Yete Sebrewina, Yete Waraduina, live, Ade to thou, Lord, Ekziavir Ayin Kim, will not despise, a Stena will not despise, a broken and a contrite heart. Kutarasara Cement, verse 18. Adir to bewu de tahas yonin asa mamrat ye Jerusalem nima kitzarocha tzara. Do good in thy good pleasure to Sion, to Zion. Adir to bewu de tahas yonin asa mamrat. Build thou the eye, the walls of Jerusalem, ye Jerusalem nima kitzarocha tzara. Kutar Asra Zain. Yes, it kuna meswa ita mebawinim yemik atalawinim meswa ita be wededih gize yan gize be mesawiyah laya fridawochina yiswalu. Then shall thou, the eye, be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Yes, it kuna meswa ita mebawinima yemik atalawinima meswa ita bewededih gize yan gize be mesawiyah lai fridawochina yisawalu.
My prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
His foundation is in the whole of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are called before choosing.
Many are called, but few are chosen.
Yes, yes, yes. Calling, calling, calling. Going to ride up with the 33rd right here. Chazak, chazak. We need to chazak. Let's fulfill right here, here, here. First things first is the Baruch, is the increase, the prosperity, blessing the name, increasing the name, prospering the name. Right here, here, here. Make we ride up right here, here, here. Yes, sir.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melek Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump!
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, benutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, noten ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by thy light, and I in thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a mount lion, to be following the light of the lamb and the lion, the most holy one, the father and the son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you not read up your Bible.
Evil, 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 boy, everything takes time.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Chukotai, which means in my statutes, in Jah, statutes, not statues, in Jah, statues, in Jah, statues, in Jah. Hashem, Ha'av, Wehabin, Weruachat, Adosh, Yahweh, Echad. Name the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, give ear. Here we are at the 33rd degree of Anara, Safari Sabbatical Studies for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat. Shabbat bechukotai, Shabbat bechukotai, Sabbath in my statutes, Senbet, Senbet, be-sirate. Here we pick up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus, Sefer Vayikra, the Orit Zeh Lewawi. And here we complete and fulfill, this is the last reading from the book of Leviticus, the handbook of the priest, of the priesthood, of the kahuna, the kahinet. It's called Bechukotai, which means in my statutes, in Jah, statutes, not statues, in Jah, statutes, ordinances. And the name comes from the first verse of the reading, which begins here, third book of Moses, Hebrew book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 3. Ima Bechukotai ataleku ve'eta mitzvotai tishmeru wa sitem otam. If ye walk, if ye trod in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, if ye walk in my statutes, if ye trod in my statutes, im bechukotai taleku, taleku, Leviticus 26 and 3. This last reading from the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Leviticus, it promises as the yea and amen of Yod Hey Wehey, Yahuwah Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, His Baraka, blessings and rewards for Kol Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, if they and I and we will keep HaTorah, Jah's directions and instructions, but, however, on the other hand, chastisements and punishment and imprecations and curses, if they and I and we break the commandments, the imperatives of HaTorah, of Jah's directions, of His instructions, of the glory of His divine majesty. Now, the last chapter, it discusses the laws, the Torot, instructions, directions pertaining, rules and regulations pertaining to vows, votive offering, word, sound, valuations, evaluations, and tithes, tiths and tithes. In most years, in the Mikurav, in the gathering together to gather the assembly called the Synagoga, is read the Hukotai together with the preceding portion, Bechar. So here, 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 Mekai and I ride up with the Aliyot from HaTorah for this 33rd degree of Ayinai Ras, the Farai Sabbatical Studies here, for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Bechukotai, for Senbet Be'Sarate, in my statutes. B'Sam'ab, W'Willid, W'Menfez, Kedus, Haru Amlak. Beginning off here, Leviticus. Leviticus 26, verse 3, conditions of Baraka, the Baraket, the blessing. Leviticus 26, verse 3. Im bechukotai taleku ve'eta mitzvotai tishmeru wa'asitem otam. If ye, y'all, walk, trod in my statutes and keep my commandments, imperatives, and do them and carry them out, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach to the vintage, and the vintage shall reach to the sowing time, the sowing Iowa. And ye, y'all, shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And here for Shabbat Bechukotai, Senbet Besarate, here is the Sheni, Aliyah, the anaphora, the offering up, the Sheni Aliyah, here at verse 6. We natati shalom ba'aretz usha kavetem we heina machrid we hisha batia chaya ra'a mina ha'aretz we chereb lo ta'ibor be'aretz kem. Here for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, for this Shabbat Bechukotai, Senbet Vesarate, verse 6. And I will give peace in the land. Natati shalom ba'aretz. And ye all shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye all shall chase your enemies, and they shall fail before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase an hundred. And an hundred of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies, your haters, shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect to you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And here at verse 10. Here at verse 10 is the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah for Shabbat Abichukotai Senbet Besarate. Wa akaletema yashana noshana we yashana mipneya chadesh toz iu.
Selassie is our master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. Last of all, right power overthrow them, yeah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Here for the Shalishi Aliyah. At verse 10, and ye all shall eat old store and bring forth the Shalishi Aliyah at verse 10. And ye all shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the chadash, the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul, nafshi, shall not abhor you. And I will walk tried among you, and will be your Elohim, true good, true God source. And ye all shall be me, my people. Ani Yahweh Hekem, I be he who be, we be your Elohim, which brought you forth, forward, out of the land of Mitzrayim. And ye all should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. Warnings of chastisement. Verse 14. But if ye all will not hearken to me and will not do all these commandments, imperatives, and if ye all shall despise my statutes, or if your nefesh, your soul, your psyche, abhor my judgments, so that ye all will not do all my commandments, imperatives, but that y'all break, b'riti, my covenant. The first chastisement, verse 16. I also will do this to you, to y'all. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning agu that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And ye, y'all, shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies, your haters, shall eat it. And I will set my face, my perception against you, and ye all shall be slain before your enemies, your haters. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye all shall flee when no one pursueth you. The second chastisement, verse 18. And if ye all
will not yet for all this hearken to me, to I. Then I will punish you seven times more for your sins, your akaris. And I will break the pride of your power. And I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield her increase. Neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. The third chastisement, verse 21. And if ye your walk trod contrary to me, to I, and will not hearken to me, to I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your ukaris, your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. The fourth chastisement, verse 23. And if ye, y'all, will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk, trod, contrary to I, to me, then will I also walk, trod, contrary to the I, to you, and will punish you yet seven times for your ukaris, your sins. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of Briti, of my covenant. And when ye, y'all, are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and ye, y'all, shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye all shall eat and not be satisfied. The fifth chastisement, verse 27. And if ye, y'all, will not for all this hearken to me, to I, but walk, trod, contrary to me, to I, then I will walk, trod, contrary to the I, to you, also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you seven times for your ukaris, your sins. And ye, y'all, shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall y'all ye eat. And I will destroy your high places, your sun pillars, and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols. And nafshi, my soul, my psyche, she shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries to desolation. And I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. The dispersion predicted, reference Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 58 to 67. Here, verse 32. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, the goyim, the international community, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Shabbats, her Sabbaths, as long as it as she lieth desolate, and ye, y'all, be in your enemy's land even. Then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths, as long as she lieth desolate. It she shall rest, because it she did not rest in your Sabbaths when ye all dwelt upon it, upon her. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies. And the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fail when none, no one pursueth. And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none, no one pursueth. And ye, y'all, shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And ye all shall perish among the heathen, the goyim, the international communities, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands. And also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. The Abrahamic covenant remains despite and in spite of, despite the disobedience and dispersion. Verse 40. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked, trodden contrary to me, and that I also have walked, trodden contrary to them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember Briti, my covenant with Yaakov, and also Briti, my covenant with Yitzhak, and also Briti, my covenant with Abraham, will I remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she layeth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they despise my judgments, and because their soul, their psyche, abhorred my statutes. And yet, for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly, to break Briti, my covenant with them. Ki ani Yahuwah Elohekem, Elohim, for I be he who be, we be there, Elohim. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, in the sight of the Goyim, the heathen, the international communities, that I might be their Elohim. Ani Yahuwah. I be he who be who he be. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Yahweh made between him and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the Har Sinai, in Mount Sinai, by the hand of Moshe. 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 Moshe.
Moshe. Hello, 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 indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. And here, and here, and here, and here, and here, and here, and here. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Leviticus, chapter 27, is the Rabbi'i, the fourth Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Avichukotai, Senbet Besarate. Why Dabari Yahuwah El Moshe Leimor? Concerning vowed, livicated, dedicated persons and thanks. And the Yahweh, he who be, spake to Moshe, Leimor, saying, Speak to the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, and say to them, when a man shall make a singular vow, a votive offering, the persons shall be, La'yahuwah, for Jehovah, by thy estimation valuation, and thy estimation valuation shall be of the male, Zakar, from 20 years old even to 60 years old, even thy estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it be a nekeba, a female, then thy estimation valuation shall be 30 shekels. And if it be from 5 years old even to 20 years old, then thy estimation valuation shall be of the zakar, the male, 20 shekels, and for the nekeba, the female, 10 shekels. And if it be from a month old even to 5 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the zakar, the male, 5 shekels of kesef of silver. And for the nekeba, the female, thy estimation valuation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if it be from 60 years old and above, if it be a zakar, a male, then thy estimation valuation shall be 15 shekels. And for the nekeba, the female, 10 shekels. But if he be poor than thy estimation valuation, then he shall present himself before HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall value him according to his ability that vowed, shall HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, value him. And if it be a beast, whereof men bring an offering, La'yahuwah, to Jehovah, all that any man giveth of such, La'yahuwah, to Jehovah, shall be holy, set apart. He shall not alter it, nor change it, a good for a bad, or a bad for a good. And if he shall at all change beast for beast, then it and the exchange thereof shall be holy, set apart. And if it be any unclean beast of which they do not offer a sacrifice, La'yahuwah, to Jehovah, then he shall present the beast, Lifnei Kohen, HaKohen, before HaKohen, the priest. And HaKohen shall value it, whether it be good or bad, as thou valuest it, who art HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, so shall it be. But if he will at all redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part, 20%, thereof to thy estimation, thy valuation. And when a man shall sanctify Beto, his house, to be holy, set apart, La'yahuwah, to Jehovah, then HaKohen, then the Kohen, the priest, shall estimate it, whether it be good or bad. As HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall estimate it, so shall it stand. And if he that sanctifieth it will redeem Beito, his house, then he shall add the fifth 20% part of the money of thy estimation, valuation, to it. And it shall be his. He his. He his. He his. He his. He his. He his.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, here, here. Here, here, here at verse 16 is the Hamishi Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Bechukotai, Senbet Besarate. And here, here, here. Here, here, here at verse 16 is the Hamishi Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Bechukotai, Senbet Besarate. Here at verse 16. Weima Mia Sidea Echulato Yakadish Ish Layahua Wehaya Erekeka Lefia Zaro Zara Homera Si Orima Bahe Mishima Shekel Kasef. Here for the Hamishi Aliyah, Anaphora offering up at verse 16. And if a man will sanctify La Yahuwah to Jehovah, some part, of a field of his possession, then thy estimation, valuation, shall be according to the seed thereof. And Homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of kesef of silver. If he sanctify his field from the year of Yovel, Jubilee, according to thy estimation, valuation, it shall stand. But if he sanctify his field after the Yovel, after the Jubilee, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall reckon to him the money according to the years that remain, even to the year of the Yovel, the Jubilee, and it shall be abated from thy estimation, thy valuation. And if he that sanctifieth the field will in any wise redeem it, then he shall add the fifth, 20%, part of the money of thy estimation to it, and it shall be assured to him. And if he will not redeem the field, or if he have sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed any more. But the field, when it goeth out in the Jubilee, HaYovel, shall be wholly set apart, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, as a field devoted, I voted. The possession thereof shall be HaKohens, the Kohens, the priest. And here, for the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah, for Shabbat Abihukotai, Senbet Besarate, here at verse 22. With Imaeta Sede, Mika Nato, Asheloa Misede, Echuzato, Yakadisha La Yahuwah, here for the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah, Anaphora, offering up for this Shabbat Abihukotai, here at verse 22. And if, amen, sanctify La Yahuwah to Jehovah, a field which he hath bought, which is not of the fields of his possession, then HaKohen, the Kohen, shall reckon to him the worth of thy estimation, even to the year of HaYovel, to the year of Jubilee, the Jubilee. And he shall give thine estimation, valuation in that day as a holy thing, a set-apart thing, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. In the year of HaYovel, the year of the Jubilee, the Jubilee, the field shall return to him of whom it was bought, even to him to whom the possession of the land did belong. And all thy estimations, valuations, shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary. 20 gerahs shall be ha-shekel. The three things which are Yahweh's, he who be, we be, ha-kadosh, baruch hu, baruch Hashem's, absolutely first. The firstlings of the beast, verse 26. Only the firstlings of the beast, which should be the Yahweh's firstling. No man shall sanctify it, whether it be ox or sheep. It is the Yahweh's. And if it be of an unclean beast, then he shall redeem it according to thine estimation, according to thine valuation, and shall add a fifth, 20%, part of it thereto. Or if it be not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to thy estimation, according to thy valuation. Second item, any dedicated, rephrase, any livicated thing, verse 28, notwithstanding, no devoted, I voted thing that a man shall devote, I vote, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah of all that he hath, both of man and beast, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted, I voted thing is most holy, most set apart, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And here, for the Shabi'i, Aliyah, for the seventh Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Bechukotai, Sendet Besarate, here, at verse 29. Kol Cheresh Asher Yacheram Mina Ha Adam Lo Yipade Mot Yumat Yumat Yumat. Here for the Shabi'i Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah, here at verse 29. None devoted, none I voted, which shall be devoted, I voted of men, shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. Third item. all the tithes of land, tree, and beast. Of land, tree, and beast. Verse 30. And all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Yahweh's, he who be who he be's. It is holy, set apart la Yahuwah to Jehovah. And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth, 20% part thereof. And here we have the maftir at verse 32. We call la ma'isara bakara wa so'on kola asher ya'ibora tachata hashaveta ha'isariya yihye kodesh la Yahweh. For the maftir here at verse 32. And concerning the tithe of the herd, or of the flock even, of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy, set apart la Yahuwah to Jehovah. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy, either set apart. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which Yahweh, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, commanded Moshe for the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, Bihar Sinai, in Mount Sinai. And thus completes Chazak, Onita Chazik, thus completing here the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, the Orit Zelewawiyan, Kabur Lekalu, Kabur Ledinsu, Kabur Lehailu, glory be to the word, the sound, and the power, Kabur Le Abinu, Le Melkeinu, glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King, Kabur Lek Adamawi, Chayla Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Beshem Yeshua, Ha Moshiach, in the name of Jesus Christos, Getachin. Amen. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jaloh. Ve'imru. Amen.
Chazak, chazak, and then chazak, be strong, let I and I be encouraged, may we encourage one another, strengthen one another, hear.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu, Torat emet. Vaye olam natei vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh noten haTorah sheilah.
tune for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
You hear the Baraka, the blessing for the reading of the prophet. You have Prophet Jeremiah, chapter 16, focus verses, verse 19 to 17, 14. But first, the Baraka.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar b'nebiim tobim v'ratzah b'debreihim hane'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher b'torach u'moshe abdo u'b'Israel ammo u'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of the Prophet, Jeremiah, chapter 16, verses 19 to chapter 17, verse 14. Besa ma'ab wabalet mefesa vedus, ha'adum lak. O Yahweh, my strength and my fortress and my refuge, Buruku, in the day of affliction the Gentiles shall come to thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make Elohim to himself, and they are no Elohim? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know, I will cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh. Chapter 17, verse 1. The sin of Yehuda is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars, whilst their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. And thou even thyself shalt discontinue from thy inheritance that I gave thee. And I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn for ever. Thus saith Yahweh, Buruku, curse be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from Yahweh. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in Bamidbar, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Yahweh, Buruku, and whose hope Yahweh is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, Yahweh, Buruku, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Yahweh Buruku, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken Yahweh, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Yahweh Buruku, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Ah.
Chazak, chazak, yes I. We need chazak, be strong, be strong.
Amen,
yes,
amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Amen, 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 amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam. Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabaruch Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadis Kidan, Renewed Covenant reading for RSS 33, Bechukotai. In my statutes. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 33 through 46. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Matthew chapter 21. Parable of the householder demanding fruit from his vineyard. Verse 33, Lamed Gimel.
Shemao Mashal Acher, Ish Baal Beit, Haya Asher Nata Kerem, Wayas Geder Sabiblo, Wayato Yeked, Wayeben Migdal Betoko. Wayitnehu el kurmin, wayelek bederek me rahok.
Hear another parable. There was a certain householder that planted a vineyard and hedged it round about, and digged a winepress in it, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandmen took his servants, and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did to them likewise. But last of all, he sent to them his son, saying, "They will reverence my son." But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance." And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do to those husbandmen? They say to him, "He will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard to other husbandmen that shall render him the fruits in their seasons." Yeshua Jesus saith to them, "Did ye never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner'? This is Yahuwah's, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I to you, the kingdom of Elohim, the kingdom of God, shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on the stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet.
Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ludimtu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Chazak, chazak, onit chazek. Yes, I. Here fulfilling this third book, the heart of our Torah. Here Leviticus. Yes, I. Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
This one is the heart of fire. I'm born them judge, I'm born them liar. Rastafari is no lamb to no slaughter. Okay, heart of fire, burn them now. I burn them because I'm living too freaky. I burn them, righteousness them now seeky. I burn them, Zion now them for speaking. Make the you them a repeat y'all. I'm a sound like justice. Bring forth the Bible.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Shem Av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're gonna ride up here
Wow, you heard that part in Jeremiah, some of them, they shall be written in the earth. Remember Yeshua, Robeno, he was writing on the ground, kind of interesting right there, how they had violated, you know, the whole matter concerning the woman who was caught in adultery. Right. And then Jeremiah reading about how they'd be written in the earth, written in the ground, and how Robeno is writing on the ground. And also from the Matthew reasoning, like to reason and unpack this right here. And also to address some questions, you know, no doubt the Habarim ones, the ones to give thanks to those in the listening and the Rastafari Israelites and also here on the podcast. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have the first day service. AKA also known as the Sunday service. We never refer to the first day as Sunday, but we do have Hebraically observances on the first day, you know, right after the fulfillment on the seventh day, even with the Bikurim, the first fruits. And also here, as we count the Omer, we count the growth, even concerning the fruit in that parable of Robeno. I'd like to unpack it right there. But first, it's right here. Give thanks to Ross Seymour right here for this year right here. Ake Becker, Brother Vaughn Benjamin, a.k.a. Midnight, Jah is One, Likorei Matun right here, completing a book of Hard Torah. Be strong, make I and I strengthen one another. Hazak, Hazak, Manit Chazek, Jah is One.
Children of the new covenant, here I, O Israel, Jarastafari is one. Blazing tongue of flame, get out you till so you know your name come. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. You came of the new name covenant. Here I am, Israel, The Rastafari is one. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah. And if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down the field, riches of you kept back by fraud. Quiet, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or army. Children of the new near covenant, hear I, O Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Children of the new near covenant, hear I, O Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one.
Ahadu, Ahadu Amlak. Shema Yisrael, hear O Israel. Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ahad. Yahuwah Jehovah Ahad is one.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Before we hit it with the 444, you know, what's known as the Hagbah, you know, at that fulfillment here, we have from Brother Vaughn Benjamin, what a tune, what a chant. The eyes is, Jah is one, the one, quoting various very central, pivotal, prophetic areas of scripture for those of the new name, the precious name, new name, Rastafari, what Babylon feel like, I and I, called, chosen, and faithful, Rastafari, Israelite. Quoted 1 Peter, interesting what we see going on in Rastafari, to north, to south, the east, the west, this word right here, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Exiavia, the house of Elohim, at the house of the true God, amongst I and I, even the Beta Rastafari. So what's going on even over in Ethiopia and elsewhere amongst Rastafari and all mansions? Shema Yisrael, Sima Rastafari. For the time the Iowa has come, that judgment must begin at the Beit Rastafari, at the house of Elohim. And if it first begin at us, at I and I, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel, the good news of Elohim? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly, the unjah-like, and the ukkah, and the sinner appear? Wherefore, verse 19, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19, wherefore make them that suffer according to the will of Elohim, according to the will of Hailahim, commit the keeping of their souls, their psyches, their souls to him in well-doing. Do good as to a faithful creator, the faithful irator. Yes, I. Hear the Hagbah, right? The Hagbah Ha, the 444. You want to know the reason why they was upset with Jay-Z when he did that album 444? Is because they know, as we know, we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, the significance of 444, the 444 and the Alfi Adonai, Alfi, the Alpha Adonai, upon the mouth of Adonai, Jah Rastafari. Hear this.
Wazot HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. And this is HaTorah, the direction, the instruction
teaching that Moshe, Moses, Mashu, place Lifnei Bnei Yisrael, before the children, before the sons, the Bnei Yisrael. Alfi Yahweh Beyad Moshe, according to the command, according to the mouth. Alfi, Alfi Yahweh Beyad Moshe, according to the command of Adonai, the mouth of Adonai. Alpi Adonai, by the hand of Moses, Beyad Moshe, Deuteronomy 4:4:4, Wizot HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael, Numbers 9:23, Alfi Yahweh Beyad Moshe, according to the command of Adonai. Beyond.
Keep up this teaching, God is majesty. For we no one, no devil, philosophy. Feel it in the one drop.
Malcolm Hood, Malcolm Hood.
Philosophy, feel it in the one drop. And we still find time to rap, to rap.
Calling, 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 calling. First day, Malcolm Hood. Shavua Tov, here, first day service beginning right now.